Well, tomorrow we celebrate the great birthday of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He came into the world in order to preach the truth to the human race and finally to atone for all of our sins. And in just a few hours, we will begin our celebration of this feast tonight. And I know that all of us have probably a very long and stressful day ahead of us, and a long night ahead of us too, and most likely another very long day tomorrow. So I thought I would try to make the sermon a little bit shorter today. Advent is effectively over now. We don't fast on Christmas Eve this year because the church never asks its children, her children, to fast on Sunday. So I thought I would talk today just briefly about the prophecies of the Old Testament that predicted this beautiful event, the birth of our Lord. Of course, there are dozens of prophecies about our Lord's birth and his early life in the Old Testament and his death too. But I think the most impressive and the most miraculous of all of the prophecies that predicted our Lord is the prophecy in the book of Daniel that actually named the years of his public life many centuries in advance. This is something that you don't hear about nearly as often as you should, so I thought I would talk about it today and just give a brief explanation of this incredible passage in the book of Daniel. It occurs in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel. At this time period, and during his lifetime, the Jews were in captivity under the Medes. One of the many times they were taken into captivity by their enemies. And Daniel writes that he was praying to God for light, to understand another prophecy that was given to Jeremiah the prophet. And as he is praying, he says that the archangel Gabriel appeared to him and told him how many years it would be until the coming of Christ. First, I'll read the passage and then I'll explain it. Before I read it, I have to mention that when the angel talks about some number of weeks, he mentions several periods of weeks. He doesn't mean weeks of days, 7 days like we usually mean. He means a week of years, so a 7-year period. This is a measure of time that the Jews used sometimes, and it's used in the Bible now and then. So St. Gabriel said to Daniel, 70 weeks are shortened upon thy people and upon thy holy city, that transgression may be finished, and sin may have an end, and iniquity be abolished, and everlasting justice may be brought, and vision and prophecy may be fulfilled, and the saint of saints may be anointed. Of course, all of these are descriptors of Christ. So then the angel gets a little bit more specific. He says, know thou therefore, and take notice, that from the going forth of the word to build up Jerusalem again unto Christ the Prince, there will be 7 weeks and 62 weeks, and the streets shall be built again, and the walls in straightness of times. And after 62 weeks Christ shall be slain, and the people that shall deny him shall not be his. And a people with their leader shall come and shall destroy the city and the sanctuary. And the end thereof shall be waste, and after the war the appointed desolation. And he shall confirm the covenant with many in 1 week. And in half of the week the victim and the sacrifice will fail, and there will be in the temple the abomination of desolation. And the desolation shall continue even to the consummation and to the end. So that's the passage. So we'll break this down a little bit here. First of all, the angel says that in 70 weeks, now that's 490 years, transgression will be finished, sin will have an end, everlasting justice will be brought. So all of this means the coming of Christ. Then he goes on to divide this period of 490 years into three parts. And he says that this entire period of time will begin at the time when the command is given to rebuild the the walls of Jerusalem. And I'll explain what that means in a second. But from that moment, he says that there will be first 49 years during which the streets and the walls of Jerusalem will be built. After that, there will be 62 weeks of years. That's another 434 years. After which Christ will be slain. And he says the people that shall deny him shall not be his. And then an army will come and destroy the city. And of course, he's speaking there about the Romans who came 40 years after the death of Christ and destroyed Jerusalem and the temple. So that accounts for the first 7 weeks during which the walls of Jerusalem would be rebuilt. And then the 62 weeks from after that until the baptism of Christ and the beginning of his public life. So that, at that point, that puts us 69 weeks into the 70-week period. We have only one more week of years remaining to account for. And about this last week, the Archangel Gabriel says something very interesting. He says, within 1 week, Christ will confirm the covenant with many. And in the half of the week, and this means halfway through this week, so in 3.5 years from the time of the baptism of our Lord, the victim and the sacrifice will fail and there will be the abomination of desolation in the temple. So remember when I said that when Daniel was told all of this, his people were in captivity at that time. Jerusalem had been stormed and invaded. The walls had been destroyed by the invaders. And the people had all been carried off into captivity, and that's where they were when these words were spoken. A few years after he had this vision, the people who captured the Jews, they got a new king. His name was Cyrus, who would give them permission to go back home to Jerusalem. And shortly after this, the same king, Cyrus, also gave them permission to rebuild the walls of their city. So they could be independent, so they could protect themselves once more. And this command, which was carried out by the prophet Nehemiah to Jerusalem, when Cyrus gave this order to rebuild the walls so they could have a safe home again, according to the angel Gabriel, that started the clock ticking on this prophecy on this period of 490 years. Now, the angel said that it would take 7 weeks of years, so that's 49 years, to build the walls of Jerusalem. And sure enough, that was fulfilled. 49 years later, all the battlements had been restored, and this great project was finished. Then began the second interval in this time period, the 62 weeks, or 434 years after this point. And sure enough, how many years was it from the time the walls were finished to the baptism of Christ? It was 434 years. And we know the year of the baptism of Christ from the gospel, because we know that his birth was in the 15th year of the Emperor Tiberius of Rome. So it's established very precisely relative to other well-known historical events. What is interesting is that all of these events, like the years of when the Emperor Tiberius of Rome ruled, and the years when the prophet Daniel lived, and the year of the return of the Jews to Jerusalem, along with the rebuilding of the walls, and how long it took, all of those events are a matter of historical record, an archaeological record. There's incontrovertible proof for all these events. And when they occurred, none of these things are in dispute, even among atheist historians. And then besides this, the book of Daniel itself is a historical document. Of course, people who don't have the faith wouldn't believe that it's inspired by God. But no one questions that it was written when everyone says it was written. It was written many, many centuries before Christ. And that's undeniable. Nobody could claim that this passage was written after the life of Christ by his followers, like it might be a forgery or something like that. There's no way to make that claim. And now we come to the most amazing part of this truly amazing prophecy, where the archangel Gabriel talks about the last one of the 7 weeks, in which he says that in half of that week, the victim and the sacrifice will fail. Now, the public life of our Lord, from the time that he was baptized by St. John the Baptist to the time of his death, when he made the Jewish sacrifices in the temple obsolete and no longer pleasing to God, as the angel said, that time period was 3.5 years. Exactly as St. Gabriel said, 500 years before. And then, of course, just 40 years after our Lord's death, the leader with his army came, the Romans, and destroyed the temple, just as St. Gabriel said. This whole thing is truly incredible, because you can read many of the other prophecies of Christ, and many of them are very obscure. And they really can't be understood, or couldn't be understood, till they were actually fulfilled. Like the prophecies of the wise men coming from the east, the appearance of the star, or events like that, which are all prophesied but very obscurely. But the prophecy of Daniel is a simple timeline based on public historical events that to this day are very easy to verify and are known very well to historians and archaeologists and can't be called into question. You can even look up any of these events that establish this timeline on Wikipedia and it'll pop right up what year these things happened. And yet it is a matter of historical record that Daniel wrote this passage in his book half a millennium before Christ, and it predicted the events of our Lord's life and the timing of them accurate to within a couple of months. If you think about it, we can hardly predict what's going to happen 2 weeks from now, and not 2 weeks of years, but 2 weeks of days from now. We can't do that. So this is one of the most striking proofs of our holy faith and of the divinity of our Lord, and that he was truly the fulfillment of prophecy. Because only God could do something like this, make a prediction like this and have it fulfilled. So let us think about this beautiful and powerful passage today, and let it strengthen our faith. For God, time is nothing. God lives in eternity. He sees all events happening before him in one perpetual, unchanging, simultaneous vision. So it's very trivial to God to predict something 5 years or 500 years in advance and tell us even the exact month in which it would happen. He sees everything at once, past, present, and future. And tomorrow we will see the infinite and unfathomable God in the form of a tiny infant being born destitute in a stable. He whose birth had been foretold in prophecy, over whom the angels sing their music. Let us adore him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.